Alco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. We take off the top, lightly and politely, with the man who is Paul Whiteman and the orchestra, which is the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, saying, "Sweet and Lovely." Tired? Are your Sunday afternoons one long round of boredom? Well, stay by your radio set. We have the cure for that. And it comes in the large economy size. Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Rigg.
Hiya, Paul, old man, old man. How you doing? What's new? Say, you look great.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Oh, quit kidding, Paul. You know who I am. I'm Bob Johnston. I sing on this show. You know me.
Bob Johnston? Talking fast like that?
Never.
Sir, I believe, sir, you, sir, to be an imposter, sir.
No kidding. It's me. It's the new and improved Johnston.
I don't believe it. Eileen Woods, honey, do you think this is Johnston?
I don't know. It looks like him, but it sure doesn't sound like him.
I tell you, it's me. Everybody in New York does things like this. And I decided I'd try talking fast, too. See what I mean? Pop, get me Eileen fast-talking Johnston from now on. Oh. I don't know. It sure is tiring.
Well, that's more like it, Bobby boy. Stay at your regular gait or you'll bust a few. Have you got a nice, slow tune for us?
Why, sure. Every day of my life. Every day of my life, you'll be near. That we knew is no more, you're still dear to me. With each breath I take, I just fly away. And the thoughts of you fill my heart. Memories will never part.
Every day of my life I'll live just for you. And I'll treasure each moment we spent when our love was new. While the spark may burn, I'll keep hoping someday you'll return. And I'll wait for every day of my life.
All of the burning embers that saw you left is steaming. I always will remember a wonderful of all my dreams.
Every day.
In these days of polls and surveys, you've probably noticed that many research and business organizations have asked the American public about its post-war buying preferences. The results show that millions of people plan to purchase a new radio or a radio phonograph at the earliest opportunity, and that the vast majority intend to buy a Philco radio or radio phonograph. This preference for Philco is not surprising, because for 12 straight years before the war, Philco was overwhelmingly America's favorite radio. And Philco leadership was no accident. It came because Philco engineers consistently pioneered with new inventions, year after year improving radio tone and performance, making the reproduction of recorded music more lifelike and brilliant. People who are planning to purchase a Philco radio or radio phonograph after the war won't be disappointed. Out of the vast Philco research laboratories will come features that will create a new high level in tonal beauty and performance. It's well worth waiting for. That Philco you plan to buy after victory.
For the past few weeks, we've been letting different sections of the band step out and kind of show off. Today, the boys are really coming out with an armful of instruments. Each lad has a whole hunk of saxophones and woodwinds. They've been working overtime and have whipped up a blow-the-roof-off-the-house version of the Anvil Chorus. So, fellas, forge us a few. Strike while the iron is hot. Kick off, but don't stub your toe on a good old hot clinker. Thank you.
I've said before, when I was a little boy, I liked little girls.
Did you play games with little girls, friend?
Oh, I sure did. Best of all, I always thought it was hide and seek.
And now that you're a big boy?
Oh, still the same. Only now they hide a lot more. You still play?
Sure, Glenn. You run and hide.
Come out, come out wherever you are. Not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out, come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Yes, I'm incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par, so come on, come on, come on, wherever you are. Come up now, don't be a meanie, if you're tired of Houdini, call Aladdin and his genie. Come up, wherever you are. To the beat of the marimba, you can come out, try and remember. You can be a Richard Himber. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, wherever you are. Come out, from under the sky. Yes, that is what I'm doing, mentally. I'm not up to par. So come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Come out, wherever you are.
Paul House for today's Now and Then spot.
Right, Glenn. It's just about time to take a romp through it. The Now and Thener we picked was a really snazzy, jazzy, razzmatazzy thing about 20 years ago. It's called Stumbling. And when the flappers came in with their bobbed hair, they used to hear it played something like this. Well, you can laugh, but we thought it sounded great. Of course, the reason was we didn't think it sounded like that. To us, it sounded a little more like this. Thank you.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
Allied troops are rapidly swinging shut the steel-lined jaws of a huge death trap in France tonight, tightening a lethal noose around two German armies, threatening Nazi forces with the greatest disaster since Stalingrad. There's one slight chance for the Germans, one little escape gap left, but it's narrowing with every moment. In fact, may have disappeared at this very hour. American tank columns are racing up from the south. Canadian troops are battering down from the Falaise area. And when the two forces meet, a total of more than 100,000 German soldiers will face sudden death or imprisonment. One reporter who made that bitter march to Dunkirk with the British 4 years ago gives us a vivid picture. Says that the Germans are being paid back with compound interest for every bloody blow they struck during those dark days. Cooks, drivers, and clerks are being thrown by the Nazis into the massacre. And disaster is being spelled out for the Germans by the continuous roar of Allied big guns, by thousands of planes, by the lightning advance of our infantry and tanks. And behind those tottering German lines, there is turmoil, confusion, even panic. Well, our Air Force is racing through the skies like a multitude of gigantic hawks. Five huge Allied armadas thundered over France in the last 28 hours. More than 8,000 planes rained a continuous and incredible amount of explosive destruction on the Nazis. Every train that tries to move toward the front or away from it, every road convoy, every lonely dispatch rider or staff car comes under the deadly guns of Allied Sky Fleet. Well, sledgehammer blows are hitting the Germans on the Russian front, too. Radio Berlin admits that Nazi forces have retreated, both east and north of Warsaw. And Moscow tells of huge Russian smashes aimed at crippling the vital railroad northeast of the Polish capital. Says Soviet troops are now within 11 miles of Warsaw. And from the Soviet Information Bureau comes sensational news. An idea of the staggering weight of just one of those Russian armies. The 2nd Baltic Army has killed over 60,000 Germans, taken nearly 10,000 prisoners, and all within the short space of 10 days. And London has word of the situation in Warsaw itself. Reports that Polish patriots have survived a terrific 12-hour battle, still hold their positions within the city, and one British reporter claims that the patriots could win the entire capital within 24 hours if they had the support of 400 Allied planes. While other American planes have again pierced the skies toward Tokyo, carried the Pacific War to within 600 miles of the heart of Japan. This time, Yankee pilots hammered the enemy naval base of Panama Shiro in the North Pacific, blasted Chichijima in the Bonin, struck at the Northern Marianas, hit the Carolines, and tapered off with a smash at the Marshalls. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes.
Arthur Schwartz has written a lot of swell tunes. Here's one of his best, How Sweet You Are.
How sweet you
Silco's Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hilo Jack and the Dame. We open up the second half of the show with an old favorite that's back among your current favorites. It Had to Be You. Known in more than 17 million American homes for leadership in engineering and invention, Philco brought an entirely new approach to the field of refrigeration. Before the war, Philco Advanced Design created a new kind of refrigerator with special conveniences and new ideas to preserve the purity, freshness, and flavor of various foods. As a result, thousands today enjoy such exclusive features as the roomy, full-size, separate frozen storage compartment, where all kinds of food can be kept fresh for weeks at below freezing temperatures. To owners of Philco refrigerators, frozen storage has meant real savings in time and money during wartime food rationing. After the war, you will be able to enjoy the added convenience and service of a Philco refrigerator in your own kitchen. Philco Pioneering promises new ideas both in refrigerators and freezing cabinets. New help for the housewife who combines thrift with planning more tempting, delicious meals. When victory comes, you'll want to visit your Philco dealer to see what Philco research has done in refrigeration.
I hope you're in the mood to pull yourself together and chirp us a little chant.
Miss Paul, you'll never believe it, but I used to be filled with plenty of get up and get.
What happened to us?
Well, I don't know. I guess it just got up and got.
Well, hold on long enough for getting me knocks in your eyes.
And I will, sir. I saw forget me not in your eyes. Forget me not, tell no lies. They whisper words of love your lips could never speak. And in that heart, a blush appeared upon your cheek. May those
where sweet forget-me-not shine in your
A solid center in our brass section is one of America's top trumpeters, a musician's musician, Billy Butterfield. Says he's ready to go. When old man Butterfield's voice says that, that makes me very, very happy. And I think it'll make all you chillin' happy, too. Here's Billy's own arrangement of I'm Comin' Virginia. Thank you.
Jane, step up and tell all the nice children what you're going to sing.
Someday I'll meet you again.
A very pretty tune to go with a very pretty gal. You know, Eileen, I believe a person should always pick a song to fit them.
But that leaves you out on a limb, Paul. They haven't written one nice enough for you yet.
Well, thank you, honey. Go ahead with Someday I'll Meet You Again. Take up the subject of the cow. Pity the poor cow, working all day over a hot milking pail. And when night comes, she looks forward to a little peace and quiet. During the day, her motto is, "My heart belongs to fodder." But at night, what does she get? The tinkle, tinkle, and sometimes crash of milk bottles. Which is why Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame say, "Milkman, keep those bottles quiet."
Those milkmen keep those bottles quiet.
Great personalities of that year were the greats of a good many years to come. Their stars never dimmed. To mention a few, there was George M. Cohan, Jack Dempsey, and Irving Berlin. The fellow I had most to do with was Irving Berlin, America's number one songwriter. Remembering Yip Yip Yap Hank in the last war and his This Is the Army in This War. He's darn near America's number one citizen. So it's not only a musical, but also a patriotic privilege to present a few of Irving's many, many great song hits.
From here to a star.
been having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising the way she can dance. She's a tropical heat wave.
sitting right next to me is the man who wrote those great songs, Irving Berlin.
Well, Paul, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Well, it ain't my fault. The way you're covering ground with This Is the Army, you seem to have just been about everywhere.
Well, not quite.
Well, the last time I read about you, you were in Italy. That must have been a wonderful, wonderful trip.
It was very exciting, Paul. You know, we played in Rome just 1 week after it was taken, and at the Royal Opera House, which should impress you.
I am impressed, and I'm also impressed by that new song you wrote for the infantry. Tell us about it.
There isn't very much to tell, Paul. I've always wanted to write a song for the foot soldier, and when we ordered to play in Rome, I finished the song and sang it there for the first time.
And that's what we'd like to have you do right now. Sing it for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Irving Berlin sings his newest song, There Are No Wings on a Foxhole.
There are no wings on a foxhole if it's where you happen to be. While the shells are flying, doing or dying for the men of the infantry. There are no wheels on your tootsie when you march from night till the dawn. 20 miles of hiking is not to your liking, but the foot soldier marches on. From the night till the dawn, the foot soldier marches on. There's a shot end on your rifle when you're close to your enemy. At the close up meeting, there is no retreating for the men of the infantry.
Farmers have the biggest harvesting job in history to do, and they're hanging out the biggest help wanted sign. They need 4 million volunteers, men, women, boys, and girls, for part-time farm work. This is your opportunity to give America's hardworking farmers a hand when they need it most. Join the United States Crop Corps. Put in every hour you can spare, full-time or part-time, on vacations or weekends. You'll enjoy healthful outdoor work and earn the prevailing wage. Stand by for the call to the Crop Corps in your community, then volunteer. It's a grand opportunity to be paid for helping to harvest the food our country and our fighting men must have.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation. Makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.